Hello and welcome back to the second episode of the Campus Clipper podcast, your guide to surviving and thriving college life in NYC. Sebastian will be our host today. His ebook that is currently in the works is about how mental health applies to college students, a very important topic, especially in times like these. Today, our Campus Clipper interns, who will introduce themselves shortly, will discuss their experiences and share insightful stories.
So my name is Sebastian, and I am a sophomore at FIT, class of 2022.
Hey guys, I'm Dominic, and I'm a junior at NYU.
Hey, I'm Anais, and I'm also a junior at NYU.
Hello, I'm Erin, and I'm a junior at NYU.
Hi, my name is Jessica, and I am a senior at NYU.
Hi, my name is Yadira, and I'm a junior at FIT.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Campus Clip podcast. As I just said, my name is Sebastian. I'm the host for today. The goal of my blog, I wrote it with the intention of informing potential readers about aspects of mental health that pertain especially to college students. I think mental health education has definitely been on the uptick recently, but I also feel like a lot of people our age are misinformed. As a good example of that, let's take my first topic for discussion, procrastination. I personally was taught throughout my education that procrastination was an issue of time management, right? If a student was procrastinating, it was because they didn't know how to manage themselves properly. And I doubt that I was the only person who learned that. But while that is one element of procrastination, it actually has more to do with motivation. Often people find themselves demotivated by anxiety or depression or another external factor, which is the underlying cause of their procrastination. So all that being said, my question for the group is, how often do you struggle with procrastination and what is your strategy for getting over it?
Procrastination for me is definitely a real problem, especially like in our current times with COVID. I've definitely been like less motivated to do work or like get on top of my assignments. But something that really helps me is like creating a timetable, like planning out my due dates and like listing out when everything's due so I like can see it visually. And then pick dates and like chunks of time to work on something and like go from there and plan it out so I can have spaced out amount of time.
Yeah, I also definitely struggle with procrastinating, like always, but like Dominic said, like especially now, like with COVID and just with everything going on. But one thing that has helped me is finding ways to kind of reward myself. Like, okay, if I do this reading, I'll let myself watch an episode of this series on Netflix.
Sort of similar to both Dominic and I first of all use a planner, like that definitely helps me, but like in COVID times I feel like in the past homework was due like when class starts and stuff, and that leave me like a framework to work with. But now with everything, it's due at midnight and you're like turning it in and I'm like I could wait a little bit longer there, but it's just not the best. So I don't know. Yeah, I use a planner, and I also sort of have a routine that I fall back on when I'm feeling like things are not working out. That's how I fight procrastination. I don't always win, but it's okay.
So for me, I tend to procrastinate even more, especially at home. It's really hard to like be motivated and do your thing, especially when you're surrounded by like many distractions or you're just home in general. But one thing that I do to fight procrastination is I keep a physical planner and I write down all my due dates. And I also, it might be like a little bit extra, but I also write down the due dates on my notes. So like say if I'm out with my family or whatnot or friends, and I suddenly remember like a due date, I can easily just go back to my notes and I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is actually due tomorrow or like say the following next week. So it kind of helps me to stay more intact and like calm about things.
Yeah, and going off that, so I'm a graduated college student and unfortunately I had to graduate without actually being able to walk on stage. But my last 2 months, they were virtual, which I had never experienced before because I never took an online class. So I found that super hard and difficult to get used to, especially in my last 2 months of school. I had so much to look forward to and so excited for all these senior events and my capstone project. It got completely changed which was cool because it actually got changed to a podcast, which helps out right now, of course. But I was supposed to produce and edit a student documentary. So obviously that was really hard. But going back to procrastination, once it turned online, I lost all motivation because I was a senior, like ready to graduate and being back at school. I decided to go quarantine at school and be away from my parents just in case, but only one other of my roommates came back. Pretty much none of my friends came back except for like five of them. So going through that, it was really hard because we kind of all tried to motivate each other and we were like, all right, let's wake up. Like you said, we wrote everything down, but instead of just writing the due dates down, what I found super helpful was I literally wrote down like, okay, I'm gonna record this interview at 2 p.m. I'm gonna write this paper at 3 p.m., you know? So I literally would plan out my days. So then I didn't have really a choice. Of course, I still did, but when looking at my planner and seeing like each assignment at a certain time really like helped me motivate myself and my friends. And we kind of just used each other to stop procrastination.
So I guess the general consensus is that the pandemic has really put a damper on things. It's really shaken up how we all, you know, exist, especially as students. And that was actually that was my final question. How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected you? But let me get into like why I'm gonna ask that first. So I think we've all established that now, like, we're pretty deep in internet culture, and the pandemic has made sure that's going to stay like that for a long time. But I don't think that there's many people out there that can say I've had a good year. My impression is that a lot of people, certainly within my own social circles, they think that they are suffering on their own. But you know, it's pretty easy to think that because we're all stuck in our own houses. The reality of the situation is that you're not. We're all going through it in our own different ways. Just because it transitions well, I'm gonna ask this now. To whatever extent you're comfortable answering, how has the COVID-19 pandemic affected you?
Well, for me, I guess like similar to our last question, I've definitely been just like overall demotivated to do anything or like feeling uninspired at some points. And I just find myself a little bit lazier sometimes, like, oh, I don't really have to go out and do stuff. My class is online. I'll just wake up like 5 minutes before or whatever. But yeah, I guess just the lack of motivation to do normal things.
Yeah, that's definitely also a thing for me. I mean, it could be worse. I know because I've had like that rough patch that everyone goes through college. So I think I did that like before COVID-19. So now I'm kind of just, I guess, used to like struggling through rough patches, I guess you could say. But surprisingly, like I'm someone who doesn't go out a lot, so I'm not affected that much in that way. But what is difficult is doing classes at home, trying to get family to understand like, hey, like I'm still in college. I still have classes and work to do. It's not summer anymore. So I'm still like, you know, in school.
For me, like I definitely feel what they were both saying. Like, I don't think it's been great for me educationally just because of the procrastination element. And I think in some ways I'm still not really used to online learning. But like on a positive, even though it's hard to say like there's a positive note with so much negativity going on a positive note, when I went back, I was able to reconnect with my family a lot. I haven't lived with them for 3 years. Like I hadn't been to any of my sister or brother's like events or, you know, and they just like grew up. My brother, he's 15 now. And my pre-memory of him was this little, I don't know, 11-year-old. I don't know. And he just grew. And my sister, you know, we reconnected and that was really nice. And I feel closer with them now. And also with my parents and my high school friends who I got to hang out with more when I went back home. And I don't know, now being back in the school year though, like I spend a lot of time with my roommates and I get to see some of my college friends outside and it's not the same, but I still feel like in some ways it has brought in for me, I don't know if this is really random and different, I feel like sort of closer with the people that I feel closest with. My relationship has been brought closer with the people that I really, really feel close with because we talk so much on the phone or on FaceTime or we spend all time together. So I think for me, that's been something that I'm thankful for, even though it's like really hard to say that there are good things in the pandemic.
I know for me, I started to have like a kind of like very cavalier attitude towards the future, because I'm in college, I was very much like, and not only that, but like in high school, I was very much brought up to think about like the next 10 steps of my future. I mean, it's definitely not like liberating, because like, I mean, this year has sucked in many ways, but I mean, it is nice to just like finally realize that like, oh wait, but this doesn't matter that much, so.
For me, well, last semester I was super busy. I was almost never home. It was always from waking up, going to my internship site, and then going to work from that, and then doing school. There was never really time for like myself. Even for like my family and friends, I didn't have the social life. And so now being home all the time, well, especially during quarantine, it felt nice to just sleep in and like, honestly, just spend time with my mom and whatnot. But then in terms of school, it's hard sometimes just because there are a lot of distractions. I have a cat, and so he wants attention all the time. And even though it's not, you know, a major problem, but it does count as a distraction sometimes. And then also for me personally, I'm always used to being out, like doing something. And so just staying home, even though I am busy doing work, it sometimes feel like, it feels like I'm not doing anything, if that makes sense, even though I have loads of work and like deadlines to do. Sometimes, especially on Tuesdays, I have really long days. And so in the afternoons, I would sometimes go out on a walk with like a friend or with my sister, and it really just helps alleviate all the stress and it makes me feel better about everything.
Yeah, so I was saying before, the pandemic definitely has affected me a lot. But kind of going off what Jessica said, it also, when I was approaching the end of my senior year, I started to become so stressed about my future. I knew I wanted to get into broadcast journalism. That's what I spent the last 4 years studying, but I didn't exactly know what type of job in broadcast I wanted. And I was a reporter for my school newscast. I also wrote for the school newspaper, and I also interned and I shadowed producers. So I was getting all of it, but thinking about actually graduating and actually becoming a real person and entering the real world was super scary. And going back to procrastination, I found myself procrastinating my job search. Once COVID hit, it made it worse, but then eventually it also, like you said, Jessica, it made me feel like, wait a minute, we have our whole lives to work. We have our whole lives to be stressed and have anxiety. So I'm gonna give myself a second. I just spent 4 years reading and studying my ass off. So I did not start applying to jobs until a few months ago. I did not apply right after I graduated because, like you said, we really do have our whole lives, and it gave me a second to kind of be in the moment. Like you said, I reconnected with my family, my home friends, and it's just, yeah, you can be depressed, and I understand the people who are having a really hard time during the pandemic, but if you look at the positives of it, you really can be a better person in the end of it all, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's something that the pandemic, or I guess really any crisis, but this is just different because it's more of a long-term crisis, but any crisis will have this profound effect, especially on younger people, of like this existential kind of realization. College life can be so fast-paced that you get swept up in it and you don't really have a time to stop and think. It's like, wait, what's going on? What am I doing? And like, why do I want to do it? And the COVID has really given us a point of time to like reset and like think about our priorities. And a lot of that is super important that we do it in outside of just like when we're cooped up inside of our houses, like a prison for 9 months, but rather it should be a regular element of life about like being an individual. For my third question, I want to ask, I guess we all know what like our general interests are now, but like, what is your major and like, and what motivated you to choose it? And as a follow-up to that, what elements do you think influence the average college student's decision for their major?
Well, I am in media, culture, and communications. And coming into college, I wasn't really sure or like too sure what I wanted to like study. I knew I wanted to do something in like media or graphic design. I was in yearbook in high school for 3 years, so I really got into like that print design and photography and all like that media arts and stuff. So that sort of influenced me into like choosing where I wanted to go. And I knew New York would be like a good place for media, and they had a good program. So that's what influenced me. But in general, probably what influences like other students is maybe their parents. I know for me, my dad's an engineer and my mom was like in the med tech field as well. And so they sort of brought me up as thinking I wanted to go into engineering, but after like exploring more of my interests in high school, I changed. So that could be an influence for people, as well as maybe like their friends or other family members as to what they do.
Yeah, I've known I've wanted to be an English major pretty much ever because when I was little, I was that kid who just read all the time. I've always been obsessed with books. But at the same time, like, I've still always felt very passionate about books and about writing, and I want to be a writer and I want to go into publishing. So English was just, it was never a question really for me. I think though for other people, a lot of times money is a big factor. I'm thinking immediately of my best friend, Leslie, and she wanted to get into NYU Stern, but she wasn't able to. She wanted to major in accounting there, and so she didn't get in. She had to change her major to international relations, but she told me one day, she was like, at the end of the day, I don't really care, just as long as I'm majoring something that'll get me money. And I think that's just a mentality of a lot of people our age, just especially knowing, like, obviously money can get you so many places, but especially during times like these where it's not just like getting places, but it's like the security and the stability that comes with it too.
So my major is global liberal studies with a focus in politics, rights, and development. And I'm minoring in Chinese and Italian. And I sort of fell into my major when I started at NYU. They offered me an option to study in Florence for my first year with the liberal studies program. And it was an amazing opportunity. And I loved the professors that I met, and I liked my classes. I felt like they gave me a good basis for like understanding history and I don't know, just a little bit of everything, which is sort of what I wanted at the time. And so I stuck with the major. I've definitely had moments though where I'm like, what is my major? I don't know where am I headed? I don't know. But what I can say is that I do have a lot of flexibility in choosing different types of classes, which is something I like. I think my family's sort of mentality about college is that it's a place to learn, and they're very big like proponents of, oh, like it's about the education and stuff. But that being said, it's like a lot of money just for like that. So like, I don't know. Yeah. So I guess I'm here to learn, and that's why I have my major, because I can learn sort of what I want, which is fun. But yeah, money is also important. So yeah, I don't know. That's what I gotta say.
I'm majoring in English Lit, and I think a big, of course, like as everyone's already said, like a big motivating factor in choosing major is just like, yeah, like money or family. I do think another part is just like people believing they have to choose something that they are passionate about or like have this like deep calling towards, because which is why I have mixed feelings about like what I'm currently majoring in, because I was like sort of brought up that, of course, that like your job has to be your passion. And it's just, I guess, like figuring out that like sometimes you can just like have your work and then you can have your hobbies. So
For me, I'm majoring in fashion business management, and I'm also minoring in English and writing literature. For me, the main thing that influenced me was, I actually don't know what pushed me to do fashion, but I feel like kind of to what Erin said, I kind of fell into it. In middle school, I was always into like, especially Lady Gaga, like her wardrobe and like her outfits and stuff was really inspiring. And then in high school, I went into the fashion club, and the fashion club leader, he was actually a graduate from FIT himself. And so that really motivated me into searching more on the school. And then during high school, when it was senior year, it was actually just me and this other one girl. He was applying to FIT, but I kind of felt on my own just because I didn't really know her, and everybody would go to the college office to seek for advisement. But when I went to the college office, she wasn't really aware about the FIT application. So I was kind of on my own, but I persevered and I was able to do that. And now it's junior. And so there have been times where I've had mixed feelings about my major, because I feel before you actually, choose your major, you have one perception of what it's going to be like. And then when you're actually in it, it's kind of a whole completely different world. And then you kind of start having these experiences such as internships, and you kind of start entering the real world little by little. And it's very eye-opening. But in terms of English, as to why I chose to minor in that, it's because I've always liked to write. And so it's also a form of creativity, and it's another outlet to kind of express yourself.
Kind of like what Yadira was talking about already. Has your experience with college life matched your expectations? Let's say pre-COVID, because, obviously this past year has been a special expectation. I don't think any of us ever wanted this. And also, how satisfied would you say you are with your college experience?
To be honest, I didn't really have any expectations coming into college. I got into NYU. I wasn't expecting to go to NYU. I wanted to stay. I'm from California, so I wanted to stay on the West Coast, and NYU is the only East Coast school I applied to, and I ended up getting in, and I had visited once, real quick, and I decided that I wanted to come here without, any expectations, really, and it's been a great time so far. I've gotten involved in, a bunch of different school on-campus things, and, I've made great friends, so it's been a good time so far.
Yeah, I also really did not have any expectations. I've always loved New York, even though I visited it once before I went to NYU, but I fell in love with it, and so I was just excited for that. Admittedly, my freshman year was not all I hoped it to be, because me and my roommate did not get along. No hate on her, we were both trying to transition into life and college life and life in New York. But because of that, my freshman year was just not, it's just kind of a blur, a dark blur. But my sophomore year, last year, I was able to room with my friends, and I actually had a really good time. And that actually surpassed any expectations I might have had, for sure, because we definitely had we had a good time. We lived it up as much as we could, despite a large course load.
I definitely had a lot of expectations coming into school, just because my dad went to NYU, my grandma went to NYU, they were all professors here at some time, so they shared with me all of their stories, and I sort of I wanted to go to NYU because everyone went to NYU in my family, and so I came in and it did not meet those expectations. I felt like the stories that they shared were vastly different from my own experience, especially because I was away my first year. And I'd been moving around a lot prior to that. So I definitely had, it was a hard transition, every time, but it was okay. And I you make your way through things, and I've still made good friends, but I definitely had a lot of expectations, and it's been really hard at times. And I'm from Vermont. So everything, I was this is so different. What's going on? I'm my friends and I would ski on the weekends, hike. I don't understand, but it's been good. It was just hard every transition. So yeah.
I know for me, I chose NYU because I wanted a place as different from my hometown as possible. And so, yeah, in that regard, it did surpass my expectations.
For me, I was born and raised in New York, and so FIT, just walking past by it was literally my dream school. And so in terms of expectations, I think it was everything that I expected it to be in terms of social life and just schooling in general. I've been able to meet great professors and classmates, and actually we have a museum at the school, so whenever I feel unmotivated, I kind of go to a museum to kind of remind myself as to why I'm there.
Yeah, so for me, I definitely had a lot of expectations because I have an older sister, she's 28, so I watched her go through college, and she went to University of Buffalo, where my dad went and where my twin brother went. So the fact that like I chose to go to James Madison University was like the complete opposite of everyone in my family, but it was because I love New York. I grew up in Westchester, like went to the city all the time, but I definitely wanted to experience, like you said, Jessica, something completely different from my hometown. And the South is definitely completely different, but it definitely surpassed my expectations as well. I was so happy. I met the best, like most humbling people that I know will be my lifelong friends. I learned from the coolest professors, got to interview the coolest people when I was a reporter, and just college in general, like I'm super sentimental about it since I just graduated, but it was definitely something I hope everyone gets to experience. And I hope you guys one day, not soon, but hopefully get to experience college without COVID again. But yeah.
Yeah. All right. So to conclude, my ebook is about a lot of different like chunks of mental health. It's not everything, and I can't guarantee that I'm going to cure whatever's ailing you, but I think the main goal is to provide information to people that don't already have it, because, you know, it's a cliche, but knowledge is half the battle, right? If you are able to understand the mechanisms behind the issues that you're having, you're better able to combat them, or I guess a nicer term is to treat yourself.
All right, well, again, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you learned so much from our students' experiences, as well as mine, from all of us at Campus Clipper. Have a good day, and don't forget to tune in next week.